This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 315,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are now more than 4.7 million confirmed infections. In the U.S., there are nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths and approximately 1.5 million confirmed cases. On a weekend when many pandemic-weary people emerged from weeks of lockdown, leaders in the U.S. and Europe are weighing the risk and rewards of lifting COVID-19 restrictions, knowing that a vaccine could take years to develop. In separate stark warnings, two major European leaders bluntly told their citizens that the world needs to adapt to living with the coronavirus and cannot wait to be saved by a vaccine. U.S. President Donald Trump, by contrast, promised Americans a speedy return to normalcy. That sounded far more optimistic than many experts say is realistic. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell expressed optimism that the U.S. economy can begin to recover from a devastating recession in the second half of the year, assuming the coronavirus does not erupt into a second wave. But he suggested in an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes that a full recovery will likely be possible by before the arrival of a vaccine. Powell noted that the economy was fundamentally healthy before the virus struck suddenly and forced widespread business shutdowns and tens of millions of layoffs. He said that once the breakout has been contained, the economy should be able to rebound substantially. The World Health Organization said on Sunday that children are less capable of spreading COVID-19 or are at low risk of getting ill from the disease itself. Speaking on the BBC's Andrew Marr show, WHO chief scientist Soumya Swaminathan said that there are reports of children getting admitted with a strain syndrome that causes inflammation of the blood vessels. This is VOA News.